Well, okay, baby, here we are. I'm still trying to figure out what happened to this Audacity program the other day. 2 days ago. This was today, Thursday? Tuesday. No, Monday. No, it was Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday show. It was weird, man. There were dropouts happening. There was this, like I say, this stuttering effect where they're recording, and I didn't know it was happening because I'm just recording. I wasn't really glancing at the VU, but I wasn't looking at the modulation on the Audacity program itself. So I couldn't see that kind of sort of spiked reading on the Audacity graph, you know. But it was like that. I would be talking long, and I'd be saying things like it would stutter like that. We had dropouts too. We had audio dropouts. They were dropping not just on the VU on the computer. They were not literally. They were dropping out on the board, which leads me to believe that I had two problems. One problem was the board itself, the analog board. We have a after many years of having digital boards, we went back to analog. This is, what the fuck is this, man? It's a good board. The fuck is this? What is this board, man? I used to know the name of this thing. I'll find it if it's the last thing I do, man. Model 16 mixer interface. I don't know what brand broadcast fucking board I have. But it is analog. We had digital boards. We had PreSonus digital boards. If you guys may remember, a lot of you old-timers might remember me bitching, pissing, and moaning about those PreSonus boards until I burned up three of them. And I did it because I had these bad habits. In the professional world, you don't turn your equipment off. You leave your fucking equipment on. You leave on the board and you leave on the computers and everything just stays on. Thinking being that it's more injurious or damaging to the equipment turning it on and off all the time, especially when you got these huge 32-track boards and shit. So that those habits carry over with you into the world of the private studio, which everybody has now because of the fucking pandemic. And so I was leaving these boards on, and then a year. And then I'd smell burning electrical. I go, this motherfucking board burned. I burned up three boards till I figured it out. And I like those PreSonus boards a lot. But then we got this analog board, and this thing is done as well. So fuck it, I don't give a shit. All right. A lot of stuff to do. What is this? I got another audition here. This is another audition. Is this due tomorrow? Hold on, man. I got to see something here. Let me see, baby. Yeah, this is due. Audition due 3:00 tomorrow. Ooh. All right, man. Oh, we'll just have to kick that shit. We'll just have to get that shit done. And there's another one due on Friday. All right, I can live with that. I like that. Okay, man. Who is this person? Isn't this name? Oh, the Daily Kos founder, Marcus Molitsis. Oh, okay, cool. God, that's a publication that's been going strong now, man, for a long time. So on the show today, we're going to have Kenny Slagg in the, yes, that's right. Kenny is alive and well, and he's in a bathtub. And in the first part of the show, we're going to have Don Mixa is joining us. Turns out that Don Mixa was employed by military intelligence before he became an engineering professor at the University of Washington, and he is going to be on with us talking to us about this signal chat fuck-up, you know, that these clowns fucked up. So, God, I'm fucking tired, man. I'm fucking tired. I'm going shooting on Friday with some guys that I used to work with. Oh, well, we were writing a show together. Well, we were writing a pilot together. We were writing, I don't even know what you would call it, a treatment. A couple of guys from a couple of writers that I know, and one producer and one comedian. I wish I could tell you their names, but I forgot what they are. No, I'm kidding. I'd rather not. You know how it is. But we're going to go out and out onto the range, man. And I'm going to go out on the fucking range and get out my hostilities, you know. I got my 9mm. I'm going to just take a fucking beat on that motherfucking target and imagine whoever and just pop a few off, man, in there. I have a brand new Beretta 9mm, and I've yet to figure out everything. Well, there's not a lot to figure out on it, but it's a really, really powerful gun, and it also has two sort of trigger settings on it. I don't know even when I'm talking to you guys about this, but anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so I never used to talk to you guys about this shit, did I? I guess it shows you the changing times, doesn't it? Well, my very dear friend Don Olander grew up with a lot of long guns, rifles and stuff. His father and he would hunt. I'm not a big hunter. Don went hunting for birds, quail, this kind of shit when he was a kid. Very much, very familiar with firearms as a kid. But he kind of gave it up. And like Don's dad, my dad also had a rifle. My father never instructed us on the use of the rifle, but he did have a .22, a pistol that we, myself and my sisters, would go out with my dad and just target, just kind of plinking out in Azusa Canyon, which is over here to the in eastern LA County. And I remember that very fondly. It was fun. But then I continued on with owning and going to the range with the gun, and Don didn't. He had other things to do with his life, which and, you know, neither one of us. I don't think he hunts anymore. I'm not into hunting. I recognize. I'm not going to get into a fucking argument with people about it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I just, you know, you're going to hunt, you're going to hunt. I mean, nobody's ever given me a really good fucking reason for hunting. Not one motherfucker that I've ever talked to has ever given me a actual intelligent reason to go hunting. And don't give me this shit about how, well, you know, I'd rather be honest about it and hunt my own food. Well, all right, let's talk about this for a minute. Now, there are meats you can buy that where the animal was humanely killed. You know that. Well, I don't believe that. Okay. Well, one thing's for sure, it probably was more humanely put down than you'd ever put a fucking animal down. So don't give me your bullshit. Especially if you use a bow and arrow, motherfucker. Now, that's just flat fucking cruel. A bow and arrow. You got to have some sadistic shit going through your fucking blood to use something like that. All right. Then there is the hunting. That is the chasing. That is the fatiguing, the wearing down. Animals feel fear. Animals feel fatigue. They get tired. They get frightened. They get scared. And then they die. This is what some people call a fair thing to do. They call that nature. That's how about if we send your motherfucking ass out there and we do the same thing to you? You know, the film Naked Prey. There have been a million movies like it, you know. There have been a million movies about a man being the hunted instead of the hunter. It's never gotten through to us. So we probably don't think it's possible. Oh, that'll never happen. Maybe not. Naked Prey is a great film. With the Cornell Wilde. Go see that. Go see that. It's a group of hunters who run afoul of a tribe of cannibals, basically. They piss off this tribe of cannibals, and these cannibals essentially kill, and not very quickly, members of this hunting party. One of them escapes. They actually let one of them escape, played by the actor Cornell Wilde. And they gave him a head start, and they go, okay, you go. And I don't know why they let him escape me, because he was the guide. He had some understanding of their tribe. I don't know, their customs, some shit. So they let him go. But in the meantime, what they do with these guys is one of them is slow-cooked over a fucking fire, seriously, while he's alive. They coat him in mud or some kind of shit, and then they just slow-cook him. Oh, yeah, Jesus, it's a fucked up movie. It's from 1966. It's called Naked Prey. People can do whatever they want to do, seriously, but don't ever fucking think you're kidding me. I look at some motherfucker in his camo with the dead animal, and I ain't seeing anything but some fucking jag-off, limp-dick motherfucker. That's all. I know there's a history and a tradition and this and that. Fine. I'm not passing laws. I'm not out there. I don't have a picket sign. I'm not telling people what to do. I'm not fucking marching up and down. I'm just, telling you what I think. No man, in my opinion, does that. Well, it's a tradition. I don't give a fuck. I can tell you all kinds of things that are a tradition we don't do anymore. And, I'd rather I hunt. I eat what I hunt. Do you now? Aren't you something special? Well, at least it's honest. I don't just wait for somebody else to kill the animal. Why not? What difference does it fucking make? If the animal's put down in a humane fashion, what difference does it make? You aren't doing that. Chasing an animal till it's thirsty and tired and near dead from fatigue, scared to death, that's not humane. The fuck is wrong with you? And then I saw some bitch took a picture of herself with a dead giraffe saying she's honoring the animal. This motherfucker couldn't tell you what that means if she had 50 lifetimes to do it in. What the fuck are you talking about? It's honoring the animal, you dumb cunt. She's laying there with a giraffe she just killed, a beautiful giraffe. Of the two of them, she should have taken the fucking bullet. This beautiful giraffe dead, and this bitch is laying there with a smile on her face like, I'm honoring the animal. Fuck you. Not honoring shit. This world is not going to be fair, and I mean, it's not really going to operate the way it should until the human fucking race starts to taste some of the pain that it has meted out down through the centuries. And if that means that our species goes extinct, so be it. If that means that we suffer the way we've made animals suffer, so be it. The reason why this world is in the shape it's in is because of one species, the human race. This human race dies out tomorrow. This fucking world's got a fighting chance. This world has got a fighting chance if humans will just fucking die off tomorrow. That's the pre-show. Hope you enjoyed it.